to vote today on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal, legislation that is all but certain to be approved by the country's new Conservative-dominated parliament. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
The vote to approve the withdrawal agreement bill in principle will set Britain on course to leave the EU as scheduled on January 31. Opening debate on the bill, Johnson has said optimistically that after that date, Brexit will be done, it will be over. The bill commits Britain to concluding trade talks with the bloc by the end of 2020. Trade experts and EU officials say striking a fair trade deal within 11 months will be a struggle. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking forward to his day in court, the court in this case being the Senate. This after his impeachment in the House of Representatives. But Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has yet to say when she will send the case against the president to the Senate. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has a new target in his sights today, a prominent Christian magazine which says he should be removed from office. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's deeply popular among evangelicals who have stood by him despite a colored personal history. But Christianity Today has published an editorial calling the president's conduct profoundly immoral and writes his removal from office is not a matter of partisan loyalties, but rather loyalty to the creator of the Ten Commandments. The evangelical magazine was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, but the president says the publication hasn't been involved with the Graham family for many years, dismissing it as a far left publication. The editorial's writer tells CNN that's far from accurate, but also says he does not suspect the editorial will shift evangelical views on the president. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
More at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two volunteer firefighters have died battling wildfires spreading havoc through Australia's most populous state, New South Wales. The Rural Fire Service Commissioner is Shane Fitzsimmons.
We continue to have more than 100 fires burning across New South Wales at the moment, and half of them are not contained. We've got the one fire still burning at emergency warning alert level and two others burning at the Watch and Act alert level. We'll continue to update those details throughout the day. A lot of work going on, a lot of consolidation work, backburning work, containment strategies being implemented today in an attempt to slow the advance of these fires tomorrow.
A seven-day state of emergency has been declared as some 2,000 firefighters battle the flames raging across New South Wales. Seven Democratic Party U.S. presidential hopefuls engaged in the final debate of 2019 last night in Los Angeles. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire with a report.
The seven Democrats taking part in the PBS NewsHour Politico presidential debate in Los Angeles all agree with the impeachment of President Donald Trump, but the differences emerged as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren criticized a recent California fundraiser for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that.
The mayor replied he was the only one on the stage not worth $1 million or more.
If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
I'm Tim McGuire.
California is expected to play a dominant role in choosing the next Democratic presidential candidate. The World Health Organization says insecurity and lack of access in conflict-ridden Democratic Republic of Congo remain major obstacles to ending the Ebola outbreak there. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the deadly virus has been cleared from 25 of the region's health zones. It says an average of 4 to 10 new cases a week have been recorded in four zones in recent weeks. However, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Mike O'Ryan, says there's been a big increase recently in the number of cases in North Kivu's Mabalako zone. He says there is real concern that continued transmission of the virus in Mabalako could potentially reinfect Butembo, which would be a major setback to Ebola containment efforts.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. More news at voanews.com. There's also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Border Cross.